The greatest blessing I have is when I am interested in me. The greatest blessing I have is when I am interested in me. And when am I interested in me? I am interested in me when I am thinking about what is going on in this world and what role I have to play in it. What is going on in this world, and what role do I have to play in what's going on in this world? How do I think about this world, and how do I think about life, and how do I think about all the things that are facing me every moment of my life? Oh, I have lots of interesting challenges, lots of exciting adventures, lots of great imaginative things that are happening to me, that are going on in my world, that are saying to me, hey, this is interesting, this is exciting, this is wonderful, this is fantastic. And then when I say those things, I say to myself, why, how can it be interesting, and how can it be fantastic, and how can it be exciting? Well, I'm interested in me. Okay, now, I have an idea that I want to express. And the idea is, I happen to be a writer, and I want to write a story to express my idea. And the idea that I want to express is the idea that everybody on the face of the earth, everybody anywhere, is first a reflection of me, and after being a reflection of me, they are carrying it out in their unique, exciting, desirable way, which I perhaps had never even thought about for myself. They're carrying it out in a way that it demonstrates my imagination. Yes, now this is the big point. Whatever is going on outside of me is the imagination from within me that is being expressing itself, that's being expressed. That imagination is being expressed in some most exciting, most revealing way. Now, I want to build a house. And I say to myself, I have no limit. I can build this house however I wish it. Now, what do I want in this house? Do I want 100 rooms? Do I want 10 rooms? Do I want 5 rooms? What do I want in this house? Well, the first thing I want in this house is sort of an interesting concept. I want this to be a house of happiness. Yes, I want this to be a house of happiness. I want to build a house that's a house of happiness. It's a house where everyone who enters this house feels delightfully, joyfully happy. I want everyone who enters this house to feel that this is the ideal house. It's not how it's built. It's not the rooms it contains. It's not the furniture. It's not even the people. It is the attitude in this house. And this attitude in this house is me. This attitude in this house is my thought. This attitude in this house is who and what I am. And it is an exciting attitude. It's an exciting attitude that says, wow, how wonderful. Wow, how great. We've all walked into people's homes, big or small. And as we walk into the home, the instant attitude that we feel is the joy that is being espoused in that house, the joy that is being lived in that house. The people are notwithstanding. It's the house has an attitude. Now, what is that attitude? That attitude came from me. That attitude is who I am. The greatest blessing I have is when I am interested in me. Now, I am the one who created that house. I am the one who created that house with the attitude that it has of happiness. And so therefore, every place that I create is a place of happiness. Now, these people who have these tremendously big buildings, the tremendously big houses and things that they're working on, what are they doing? What are they doing? Are they really happy? Are they really joyful? And the idea is yes, because they have carried out the attitude of their heart, And the attitude of their heart is an attitude of happiness. It's an attitude of joy. It's an attitude of peace. It's an attitude of love. It's an attitude of goodness. And that attitude is something that they carry with them forever and ever and ever. They carry that attitude with them in their hearts, in their life, in their soul, in their being. They carry that attitude with them because that's exactly who they are. That's exactly who they are. That's exactly what they feel. That's exactly what they know. That's exactly how they are. And that's exactly how you are. That's exactly how I am. I walk into any house, and I take with me my happiness. I take with me my attitude of happiness, and that house is instantly happy. I walk into any conversation, and I bring with me my happiness. And when I'm in that conversation is a reflection of my happiness, my joy, my peace, my love, my magnificence. And it is so rewarding. It is so rewarding to think about these wonderful things that I create out of me. Now, do I create happiness wherever I go? Do I create happiness wherever I am? Is everything that I am, is my attitude of life happiness? Then wherever I am will be happiness. I'm invited into many people's homes, and they say, "Bless my house. Oh, Dr. Barley, will you please bless my house? Will you please put your blessing on my house?" Well, I did that before I entered the house. I did that even as I was sitting talking to them. I did that under all circumstances. I blessed their house. Now, how did I bless their house? I saw their house as being fantastic. I saw their house as being wonderful. I saw their house as being magnificent. And I saw their house as being fulfilled right this moment. Now, one thing I do as I go into people's homes where they've asked me to bless it, I first listen to their heart. I listen to their spirit. I listen to their attitude. And when I hear their attitude, and their attitude is peace or love or joy or opulence or health or whatever, instantly, that is what I see in their home. Instantly. Now, if anyone is so unfortunate as to call me and ask me to bless their house, and then they have an attitude contrary to what they say they'd like to have, and I bless their home with whatever attitude they want, it's not me, it's not my desire, it's not my wish, because I see their home as glorious and good and fantastic. Now, the moment they see their home glorious, fantastic, and good, that moment that their home is glorious, fantastic, and good, the greatest blessing I have is what when I am interested in me. When I am interested in me, in my attitude, in my way of thinking, in my life, that's all that really matters. And that's all that matters for you. And that's all that matters for anything in the world. Just a matter of listening to who and what we are. And it is so glorious. It is so fantastic. It is so rewarding. The greatest blessing I have is when I am interested in me. And I walk into people's houses. I take my blessing with me. And if they want truly the attitude that I have of peace and harmony and love and joy, that is their house. But if they hold on to the past, then that is their experience. But for me, wherever I go, I take along who I am. And who I am is all good. And I love it, I love it, I love it. Join me in this realization, in this expectation, in this enjoyed experience now. I love you.